Hello, it's the 21st of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. New Tory MP Liz Truss resigned yesterday following a tumultuous 44 days in power, making her the shortest-serving Prime Minister in British history. The Labour MP for Bedford and Kempston, Mohamed Yazin, was one of the first Bedfordshire officials to comment on the situation. He said, 12 years of successive Tory government have delivered crisis, chaos, confusion, division, falling living standards, higher costs and broken public services. Mr. Yazin is now calling for a general election in order to get the country out of this mess. Nadine Dorries, the Conservative mid-Bedfordshire MP, has thrown her support towards the return of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who has flown back from a holiday with his wife in the Dominican Republic. Fare information has been announced for the new Luton Direct Air Rail Transit, which will connect Luton Airport Parkway Rail Station with London Luton Airport. When the transport system opens, fares will cost £4.90 each way. Concessionary passengers such as pensioners and the disabled will ride free. Intense thunderstorms accompanied by torrential rain caused flooding across Bedford yesterday morning, invading homes, closing schools and museums and delaying the opening of businesses. Goldington Academy, Castle Newnham School, Bedford Free School, as well as the Panacea and Higgins Museum were all affected. Lucy Bywater, councillor for Castle Ward, said water began to seep into several homes and businesses in her district. She said, "I've lived here 20 years and I've not seen anything on this level." Six teachers from St Matthew's Primary School in Luton, along with support staff, plan to cycle almost 1,000 miles in 80 hours from Luton to Edinburgh and back. The relay ride is expected to be completed on the 23rd of October after 3.5 days, with the goal of raising £6,000 for the Young Lives vs Cancer charity. That's all for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.